Even in these hard economic times, there is some good news, sort of. The U.S. dollar is strong, especially compared with other global currencies. Andrew Bush is a global foreign exchange market strategist for BMO Capital Markets in Chicago, and he joins us now. And why don't we start off with where the dollar's at today? What's it looking like?
Sure. The dollar is stronger today, and it really underscores what has been happening for several months now. The equity market's much lower today, and the dollar is stronger against most major currencies. And the reason for that is because it's what we call a risk-averse trade, or basically buy the safest thing you can find play. So when the equity markets go down, people like to buy dollars.
And in large part, isn't this because so many other currencies around the world are doing even worse than we are?
Well, yeah, I mean, the other countries are doing worse, that's for sure. Europe has some serious problems, Japan, China. But what it boils down to really is where's the safest place to put your money on a short-term basis? And time again, that ends up in short-term treasury bills in the United States because they're backed by the full faith of the U.S. government. Certainly, if you look across the planet, growth rates have dropped dramatically in the month of January, for instance. In Canada, they were down about 14.5%. In Europe, down 7%. But places like Brazil were down 30%, and Russia was down 45%.
Some economists read this as a bet that the U.S. wasn't just the first country to fall into a mess, but will also become the first one out of it. Do you agree?
The U.S. was the epicenter for the nuclear bomb that went off in the credit markets. So it emanated from the United States and spread out across the world. The U.S. has aggressively attacked this. They have come up with a breadth of different types of programs. As opposed to other nations, we're acting much more aggressively, but we have more problems to deal with. The hope is, of course, is that we're going to come out on the other side of this eventually, and it is more likely that we'll see growth in the United States return long before countries like Japan and Europe see pickups.
As you say, we've been attacking this aggressively, but all of these bailout programs cost money. How will this ever-increasing budget deficit affect the strength of the dollar?
Well, eventually it's going to hurt it. In a normal recovery period, you would get some growth rates out of a recession along the lines of about 6% or maybe even as high as 7%. That's not going to happen this time because to deal with so many of the problems that we have, we're issuing a mountain of debt that's going to be coming and hitting the markets. We're borrowing a lot to stimulate the economy. We're going to have a $1.75 trillion deficit. Well, guess what? That money's got to come from someplace, so growth rates are going to be cut off or not be as extensive as they normally would to pay for all of these different programs.
Andrew, the stronger dollar might be good for some investors, but what about corporations, especially multinational corporations?
The companies that don't really have active hedging programs are going to be hurt more than the multinationals, because the multinationals, you know, take this into account with their hedging programs. It's the smaller companies, the mid-sized companies that generally don't have those same kind of programs set up that will be hurt more because those earnings, when they're translated back into U.S. dollars, are going to be worth less, and significantly so. If we look back to last year, you know, the euro was close to 160. The Canadian dollar was at parity, and now we've had moves of close to 30% where the dollar strengthened.
Andrew Bush of BMO Capital Markets in Chicago, thanks.
You bet.